Dr. Pauline Corpu, executive at the Oral Health Clinical Advisory Network, she hails from Ngāti Kuanuhi Te Whana Apanui Ngāti Kau, is a public health dentist currently working for the Auckland DHB. She's a proud member of Tau Marama and a past Tumuaki and executive member. Her research interests include Māori oral health equity, inequalities and Indigenous oral health. Now, workforce shortages, rising prices and the huge social cost of oral disease are part of what makes providing dental care difficult. But the call to make dental care free remains. Joining us for a kōrero, Dr. Pauline Corpu. Tēnā koe, Pauline. Thanks for being a part of our program this morning. A warm welcome to ahine.
Tēnā koe, ngamhi, kia koutou katoa. Thank you so much for having me on this morning. It's a real privilege and honour, and you've got an amazing program lined up for this morning by the sounds of things. Awesome.
Tēnā koe. I pay tribute to our producer, Hiniani Melbourne, who makes sure that we've got these interesting array of voices and perspectives. So, again, ngamhi nui, hoki mai, Pauline Corpu. Is free dental care a pipe dream, Pauline?
So possibly. As you know, we've got free dental care for tamariki and rangatahi up to the age of 18 years. However, there are ongoing workforce issues or shortfalls in this area for these populations. So it's possibly a pipe dream for those aged 18 and over. However, as you might already know too, WINS also pay for an emergency dental benefit. In the previous 20-odd years at least, that's been a non-recoverable benefit of up to $300 a year for essential dental treatment. And recently, in the last 18 months, that number was increased to $1,000. So that's up to $1,000 in a 52-week period for immediate and essential dental treatment for adults. So that's definitely a move in the right direction, but obviously doesn't look after everybody.
Tēnā koe. Well, those on community service cards might be in line for that sort of tautoko. There are many young parents, and what I'm seeing is that those in their 30s and 40s who are prioritising their tamariki sadly neglect their own dental regime. Yeah. How common is that?
Very common. You know, obviously dentistry's quite an expensive thing to fork out for in the daily budget or the weekly budget. So we often see tamariki who are looked after for free, having parents who bring their tamariki in. Parents are sitting there with active decay. It's obvious to see in the front teeth or the front niho. However, they're unable to access care. We do the best we can by explaining what services are available for community service card holders, for the WINS benefits as well, but absolutely it's an epidemic that's not getting any better. That's dental caries is an epidemic, not getting any better anytime sooner.
Tēnā koe, what would you, or how would you describe the impact of poor dental health on people's well-being, not just the physical but also the cosmetic and emotional impact?
Yeah, absolutely. So pain, infection, and a failure to thrive. These are the well-known impacts of poor dental health on quality of life through the life course. So poor dental health, obviously in Pīpi and Tamariki, means they're more likely to be rangatahi and pakeke with poor oral health as well. This is known to be from oral health behaviours and diet choices that are taught at a young age. And it's got such a long-reaching effect through the life course.
Talk with us about Māori dentistry for a moment, please, Pauline. Numbers interested in a career in that area, how great the need for our people.
Yeah, we absolutely need more Māori and Pacifica dentists. In the University of Otago, Te Kaupeka Niho Faculty of Dentistry is the only school that offers dentistry as an option. And they've got a number of admission pathways. There are also support roles such as Kia Ora Hauora, who are promoting dentistry as a career choice for Māori and actively encouraging rangatahi into the field. But we absolutely need more.
What would you say are the barriers to getting more Māori interested in a career in dentistry?
Yeah, I think we haven't got the whānau knowledge there. And what I mean by that is because we have such low numbers of Māori in dentistry at the moment, we haven't got kaumātua who have been dentists, we haven't got mums and dads who have been dentists, so we don't have that internal knowledge passed on through whānau in terms of this is the pathway, this is how you can do it, this is how you can achieve it. But again, I think the more voices such as Te Ao Marama, the Māori Dental Association, speak up and encourage more of our rangatahi and support our rangatahi through, then that's the best way to increase our numbers.
We know it's a significant issue health-wise for tangata whenua. Would scholarships from iwi perhaps encourage those to study? And what might you say, having worked in the field for such a long time, how do you derive most satisfaction from your mahi? What's the upshot? What makes you feel good in your mahi?
Yeah, thank you. He papai pai tira. Helping people, helping whānau, still able to provide immediate pain relief on a daily basis. And that buzz or that thrill is something that I'll never get over. Being able to help a pepe out of pain, being able to help a rangatahi out of pain, pakeke kaumātua, is an absolute privilege and an honour. So you're in the service of dentistry to serve people and help and to provide a better outcome for their life. You earlier asked me about what's the social effects or the aesthetic effects on dentistry. Well, obviously a beautiful smile, which Māori naturally have, if you're able to restore a natural smile back to what it was, it improves people's well-being, the way they feel about themselves, the way they communicate with others, and obviously job prospects as well at the end of the day.
In a political climate that is pushing for belt tightening, what chance do you think of getting some traction here on Māori needs in dentistry, both in training numbers but also access too?
Yeah, I'm not sure about that. I think we just have to continue on the route of oral health promotion, oral health education. Prevention is way better than cure, and obviously much cheaper than the cure as well. I think in this current political climate, it'll be interesting to see what oral health policies come about in terms of providing for tangata whenua, in terms of improving Māori oral health outcomes. It'll be an interesting space to keep an eye on.
Tēnā koe, it seems to cost so much to train dentists, and then obviously many leave for overseas. There's a move for a new medical school, Pauline, in the Waikato. Does there need to be a new school of dentistry?
Yeah, interesting. Another good pātai. As I said, you know, the University of Otago, in Dunedin, needs to be supported. The workforce is there in terms of lecturers, specialist training, teaching our undergraduate program and our postgraduate program. There is already a satellite clinic up here in Tāmaki Makaurau, which has opened in the last 2 to 3 years, supporting final year undergrad Bachelor of Dental Surgery students through. I think those initiatives need to be supported. I don't believe we need to set up a whole new Faculty of Dentistry.
Pauline, it's been a pleasure. Thank you for sharing some thoughts and time with us here on Irirangi Wāte. Māori ora, kia koe te tuine. Kia ora rā atu koe.
Kia koe hoki. Kia ora.
Kia ora.